All right, folks, welcome to podcast number 22. So, something very interesting happened, and I thought that I would talk about at least my experience in this situation, and maybe this will drum up some talk. It is the 16th of January. And the situation I'm about to talk to happened on the 12th of January. And we have talked about traveling in snow with John. And of course, the last time I was in snow, I wasn't using a cane, I was going sighted guide. And I haven't been to the snow since. Not because I didn't want to, but because I didn't need to. If that wasn't bad enough, it was definitely raining heavily on the 12th of January. And I personally do not like traveling in the rain. I find it difficult, and I don't really feel like everyone is paying attention like they should in weather that is different than they are used to. I'm being careful on my words here because I really don't know the situation of what is actually going on visually. I was going downtown to the Accessibility Advisory Committee meeting on January 12th, and it had started to rain when I decided to leave. And in combination of it being dark at the time I left, I'm like, okay, it'll get light enough for me to see by the time I get to my location where I need to go get the train. And the opposite happened. It actually stayed dark. Now, I do have enough vision to be able to see landmarks, but it was so dark this day that it really became a problem. I went extra slow. I did have an umbrella with me. And I still had a hard time. The walkway is along a fence separating the Orange Line busway to the street. Once I figured out the path, which I could barely see, to get me to a stairwell where they connected the Orange Line so that we didn't have to cross a street called Lankershim Boulevard, I was still disoriented there because while I could tell by the cane and the limited light that I was in the area that Metro designated to let us know that we are, in their facilities with, I believe it's a brick color layer instead of actual cement. We find that in the dark, no lights really around that particular area. And a nice gentleman was able to get me over to the stairs. He had told me the elevator wasn't working, but I shy away from the elevators because I don't know how to use them. And I hope to change that this year because I think it's time that I learn the elevators in case I need to use them. But I've always found good luck when it came to getting assistance at the metro stations. And this particular day, I definitely needed it. It wasn't so bad when I was downtown, but boy, I definitely felt what it was like to be totally blind in this situation, and it scared me. And I commend people who are totally blind, who do travel everywhere. Don't get me wrong. It is not easy to travel when you are disabled, and especially when you cannot see. I am hoping that we can learn together on how to help each other this year, as it's a new year, and by looking at the resources on this website and understanding and asking questions where you need to, we'll be able to make that difference where making sure that sighted people understand how individuals with blindness travel in this crazy world with crazy things going on. And I was happy to get the assistance from this nice guy, because it was definitely not looking right for me. And I didn't want to turn back, but yet I felt I was going the right way. Let's continue to pass on the word about this website and its resources, and I'm sure people are going to have questions, and that's what the website and the podcast will address as we continue to forge on this year. If you have any thoughts or comments in regards to what this podcast was about, traveling in very heavy rain, please feel free to contact me. I have a contact form on whitecanetravel.com's website, and I also have other contact information as well on the website. And if you're listening to me on the phone lines, my telespace, you can follow the prompts to leave a message. If you want to leave me a message on the Bird's Nest, my box number is 68840. And on the Secret Garden, my box is 72638. Please feel free to ask any questions. And remember that my podcasts are archived on both telephone lines, the Secret Garden and the Bird's Nest. And if you don't have a box over on those lines, my telespace also has my podcasts there too, archived. My telespace can be dialed at 832-999-8989. And I hope that you have enjoyed this talk, because I think we can learn and we'll be able to help each other in the new year and hopefully change some of the behavior of what we've been seeing as of late. Until next podcast, I am Jared Reimer. Thank you for listening.